Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. Tonight through Sunday, Vassar and New York Stage and Film's Powerhouse Theater presents a staged reading of Rain, a new musical with book by Sybil Pearson and music and lyrics by Michael John Lacusa. The musical is based on a 1920s short story by Somerset Maugham and is directed by Barry Edelstein. Two stars of this weekend's performances join us now, Jennifer Westfeldt and Jason Danieli. Jennifer is a Tony Award nominee for her work in Wonderful Town. She's also the writer and star of the indie hit film Kissing Jessica Stein and the writer, director, and star of the film Friends with Kids. In addition to performing in Rain while in Poughkeepsie, Jennifer is also mentoring as part of Powerhouse's 8-day filmmakers workshop. Jason Danieli played Frederick Kuhn in the recently closed Candor and Ebb musical The Visit on Broadway, a role he also played last summer at the Williamstown Theater Festival. His other Broadway credits include Next to Normal, Curtains, Full Monty, and Candide. He also frequently performs as a soloist with the nation's leading orchestras. Jennifer and Jason, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us about the story. I know it's based on a Somerset Maugham short story, so the story is available to people, but tell us a little bit about the plot of the musical before we talk about your work in it.
The plot of the musical is much more expanded than the original short story, but in short, two husbands and wives, two couples, are on a cruise ship heading toward the South Pacific, heading toward Australia. There is an outbreak of smallpox, or is it measles?
Measles.
I knew it was something horrible that contaminates the ship, and everyone is left off in Pongo Pongo, an isolated island in the South Pacific. And of course, it's the rainy season, and we are forced to stay in this home of Joe, this trader, an American trader, and his wife, who is a local on the island. My character, Alfred Davidson, is a fire and brimstone, repent or you're going to hell missionary. Mm-hmm. And I'm accompanied by my wife, and we're heading to a small island where we are trying to convert all the inhabitants of the island.
And I play Louisa McPhail. My husband and I are actually traveling to Samoa to rediscover our romance. We've been married 10 years, and we're coming for an anniversary trip, and we've had troubled times. My husband, the doctor, has served in the war, and he's an alcoholic, and the relationship, the marriage, is stumbling because of it. He's distant, and I'm this idealist and this romantic and optimist, and feel that this trip to the South Seas, which I've read about and dreamed about, will rekindle our love and romance and sort of renew our vows in a way. And then Sadie Thompson, this infamous prostitute, comes to stay in this tiny house that we're staying in, or this tiny boarding house, and she shakes things up. She shakes things up, needless to say, for everyone. Yeah, chaos ensues, and that's about it. That's your synopsis.
Thank you. How did you each become involved in this workshop at Powerhouse?
Well, I've worked with Michael John Lacusa, our composer-lyricist, before. I'm not exactly sure how, other than I got the call saying, are you available? A show I was doing just closed on Broadway.
And I know. I was very sorry that was so truncated a run. It was a really fantastic, interesting piece, and you were wonderful in it.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, it was a heartbreak to have it closed, but it was great that something so artistic could actually survive even for a short period of time on Broadway. Mm-hmm. As soon as we got the notice, I got the call. Are you interested? And I really like to work on challenging pieces that have something to say based on, challenging literature. And Michael John's contribution to the American Music Theater is incredible. He's brought so many rich stories to off-Broadway, but on Broadway as well. I hesitate to say any of those things because commercial theater is so fickle a mistress that who knows what this is going to be in the long run. But for right now, working on a piece at this stage is always very exciting.
Yeah, and I've obviously worked at the Powerhouse quite a bit over the last few years, which I've absolutely adored. It's such a vibrant, creative place to be. I have not dipped my toe in musical theater land in a while, so I was thrilled to get to work with Michael John and with Sybil and with Barry and this amazing group of talented singing actors. So I'm just trying to get my chops back and rise to their level.
Her chops are perfectly in order, right? she's very modest.
Sybil that you mentioned is Sybil Pearson, who's written the book, and Barry that you mentioned is Barry Edelstein, the director. Have either of you worked with Mr. Edelstein before?
I have not.
No, I haven't either. And I'm pleasantly surprised. It's always, you know, a crapshoot when you get in a room with a director, as I'm sure directors would say about actors. You never know what you're going to get. And he's so intelligent. He's an incredible communicator. During a workshop or really a reading of what this is right. Really just try to serve the text and serve the writer so that they can have a chance to rewrite. And they are. They're doing a lot of rewriting on the piece. And Barry's able to, in a very short time, shape the show. It is going to be produced at the Old Globe, where he is the artistic director in San Diego. So they're getting a lot of work done, and he's an incredible dramaturgical director as well as an actor's director. He can, he speaks to me on that level.
He's been incredible to work with. He's got this incredible mind, and the whole team, I think, is really looking at this in a rigorous way, and it's exciting to get to see it evolve before our eyes. We just got a bunch of rewrites yesterday.
That is always the case in something like this, isn't it? A lot to learn the whole time that you're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it's at this stage, it's always my favorite time of the whole process, next to staging it, but working on the psychological map of these characters. And Jennifer and I were talking on the way over here to the interview about, you know, our different journeys and how they sync up with the other journeys. There's a real collaborative responsibility that we have to this process of embodying it as quickly as we can, give our two cents, and also get out of the way, you know.
Another portion of the story, of course, is that it's set in 1924, so it's a period piece, not too far gone, but obviously not current, not present. Does that affect the way you approach your character, or are emotional journeys, do you think, similar 1924, 2015?
I think certainly the period affects it in terms of, we're with these missionaries, and I think I guess this would be true today. To be around incredibly religious, zealous people would probably feel the same today. But there's something about that in our modern times, in urban settings, that feels a bit dated anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also just being in such a small island, this small pocket, not near cities, not near civilization. In the case of my character and my husband, we live in New York, so we're used to a slightly more urban 1920s vibe than the one in the piece. So I think it's a combination of the period, the religion, the being stranded in the South Seas that give it this very other quality, that and all of those aspects, not just the time period, affect the way we approach it, I think.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I think a period piece would be happening anywhere else but Pongo Pongo. When you get on this island, everyone, and because of the incessant dripping and torrential downpour of the rain, which is just oppressive, it is kind of cracks open the any sort of period inhibitions we may have. The women are a little more outspoken. The men become even more animalistic. They kind of go outside of themselves from in that period, and we get a glimpse of the characters in a way that we might not if it was set in near a major town or a city, which I think is really probably not what Somerset Maugham had intended, but probably when he was witnessing living it in the South Pacific, that there's this kind of a breakdown to our more animal instincts, which is really great, especially for a contemporary audience.
While you work on the show, you are also removed from your normal lives, kind of hanging out in Poughkeepsie and at Vassar. Does that help the mindset, help the preparation, that immersion and that separation from your normal day-to-day lives in New York City and or Los Angeles?
I think it does help. There's something about being in such a beautiful place, but on a college campus.
Mm-hmm.
I've always felt like coming to New York Stage and Film is sort of like theater camp for grown-ups. And I think the college setting helps in that way because you're just sort of, you know, walking and stumbling with your backpack or your satchel from, you know, building to building to your next rehearsal to your next moment. And it feels like going back to school in a way, in a great way, in that way that you remember being on campus, you know, when you're a teenager and feeling that excitement about learning something new and tackling a new challenge or the frustration of not getting it right away. So I do think it helps to be isolated and not really isolated because it's such a community, but not in your regular routine.
Yeah, I've kind of had a little best of both worlds because my wife, Marin, and I have a home in Columbia County in Hillsdale, New York. Mm-hmm. So I've been driving home, but on the drive in, because we're surrounded by the beautiful Berkshires and Taconic Hills. And
watch out for those deer.
Definitely, definitely. But I'm able to commune with nature, and it really puts you, it's a perfect setting for working on something that's set in an isolated the South Seas without the ocean around us.
By the way, we've also had a great deal of rain here, as you know. So the day we got here, it was pouring rain. It's been raining most days. We've been working on this piece called Rain, about this rainy, rainy place in
right.
the South Seas.
And it's been fairly oppressively hot, too. So New York Stage and Film and Vassar really upped their commitment and budget by bringing in all that tropical
yes.
weather for you guys.
Yes, thank you so very much. Thanks, Poughkeepsie. Thanks, everyone.
Jennifer, you are, of course, also a writer and director and screen performer. How do you know what you will work on and when? How do you select what projects will garner your attention for the amount of time that they require?
I feel like I'm always making it up as I go along and always juggling a bunch of things at once. I have a couple of film projects I'm working on, one of my own and one that other writers have written that I'm helping with a rewrite and attached as an actor and possibly to direct. And I have a TV project of my own that I'm trying to sell soon and a documentary we're in the edit on. So it's, I feel like you always just have a lot of balls in the air. And one of the reasons it's so wonderful to come up here is it's not a big time commitment and you sort of get such an immersive creative experience. And yet we're only here 2 weeks. So this was an absolute yes right away. I try and get up here as much as I possibly can.
And Jason, how you performed earlier this summer already at Tanglewood with the Boston Pops, and I was very sorry to miss that Simply Sondheim afternoon and wanted to ask you from your perspective, how did it go?
It went very well. We did it the week before that, or I guess 10 days before that, at Symphony Hall in Boston. And I've been a guest artist with the Pops for many years now, almost the entire tenure of Keith Lockhart. So it's really like coming home. And the fact that Tanglewood is 10 minutes over the hill from my house, it's sort of like, could I just work here all the time and make beautiful music? And this particular concert was extraordinary. Kate Baldwin and I shared the stage with a bunch of the Tanglewood fellows, young singers who are mostly classically trained. And Sarna Lapine directed it, and she really used it as a teaching experience for these young artists. So it's been a really rich couple of weeks, I guess, of maybe even just a month up here making music, Sondheim and singing Michael John Lacusa. It kind of doesn't get better than that.
You've both mentioned throughout this conversation going home to Tanglewood, coming home to Powerhouse. You must sometimes not feel as steady and have to work places where it isn't necessarily as welcoming or familiar. How do you find that sense of home the first time you work a place?
I think it really has to do with the organization, the establishment. For me, working with the Boston Pops, it's a great organization. Tanglewood is a idyllic setting to make music, and they've been doing it for many, many years. And the surroundings, the dedication, the commitment to high artistic integrity, that's really something very important to me. It makes me feel at home because that's where I live, in that high artistic integrity and desire to create. And then the people that run it, if they're very nice and allow you to be the professional that you are, you don't feel dictated to. You're a real collaborator. That makes me feel at home.
But that said, I still think every new job, there is that sort of, oh, it's the first day of school. I hope the other kids will like me. And, you know, I think there's always that adjustment at the top.
Well, I hope you both have a wonderful time with Rain and hanging out there at Vassar.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah.
Jennifer Westfeld and Jason Danieli co-star in Vassar and New York Stage and Film's Powerhouse Theater staged reading of the new musical Rain this weekend. For showtime and ticket information, visit powerhouse.vassar.edu. I'm Sarah LeDuc, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.